Awesome.
All right, a special edition of Bull in the Basement because the Variety Club Telethon is this weekend in Buffalo. Robbie Take That Goo Goo Dolls is back with the band for another year. Great seeing you, man. There's that smile that we always see and that we need so desperately in these times, man. 60th annual Variety Club Telethon. Why is the telethon so important to you guys? You guys consistently give back to it by performing and being a part of it. Why is it so important to you guys?
Well, I mean, I guess growing up in Buffalo, you know, you see all the good that Variety does, you know, and especially as you're a kid, you know, growing up in the age of television like we did, you know, you would watch that happen and, you know, see everybody's name scrolling across the bottom of the screen and you think to yourself, wow, we can help. And, you know, my family would donate and we'd watch our name go by, you know, but to actually, I don't think we ever thought about being any more of a part of that, you know, but, you know, situations being what they've been over the years, you know, we were able to lend a hand and, you know, try to generate a little excitement, you know, to raise even more money. And once again, through these tough times, this is, you know, this is an important thing.
If it hadn't been for Bowser and Sha Na Na, you guys are not where you are today. Saturday, 6 to 11 on Channel 2, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on WBBZ Cable Channel 5. You guys are going to do stuff on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, we finished up. We're actually finishing up a new album right now. We have a tour coming up in June. So we, through the pandemic, had recorded a live concert that we did live to over the web. And we snipped out a couple of extra songs as we were doing that. So we've brought one of those along, full band version of Miracle Pill that we did on a set in Los Angeles maybe about a year ago. So it's exclusively airing on the telethon. So pretty cool.
Super cool. Yeah. The Singing Cops going to be on it, who are on Amazing Race, Cammy Clooney, Joshua Figanti from The Voice. Text Variety to 20222 varietybuffalo.org. Okay, so let's get into you guys. Talk about the new record.
Yeah, we've been hard at work. You know, since last March, we started it up in Woodstock, New York, and got a bunch of songs together and just finishing them all up now, doing some singing this month. John's been singing for the past couple of months. And yeah, man, hopefully we'll have it out by summer and be able to sing some new songs to the folks that come out and see this tour that's been rescheduled three times. So, right. Yeah.
So the dates that I have for your tour are probably wrong. So I was going to ask you about a bunch of them, but anyway, getting set for a tour, right? Tell me about that. Like choosing the 30 or 40 songs, and maybe that's a high number. I don't even know what you guys look at in terms of putting together a set list night to night to night, but like choosing the songs that you're going to have to sort of relearn, rehearse, how are we going to, you know, be, you know, have a synergy in terms of what we're going to make them sound like. How much time goes into that in getting set up and getting to go on the road and knowing that you're ready to go? Or does it just some come so naturally that you guys can literally just go and do it?
Well, I would say half the set is like that. You know, we have the Dirty Dozen, as we call them, you know, the songs that we sort of know we'd really disappoint people if we didn't play at the show, you know, and so those are always kind of, you know, in the barrel, you know, waiting to be fired. But I think, you know, like we're going to have a bunch of new songs to learn. And oddly, you don't necessarily play the songs as a band so much when you're making the record. The songs are still figuring out what they are. So we usually book about a month and spend, you know, some time in a small room, just the band, and slowly start bringing more and more of the crew in and, you know, the sound guys and the lighting guys. And by the end, you know, you got a tour together.
What's the hardest song for you to relearn that you've, you know, over the years had to relearn knowing you were going out on the road? Is there one in particular that, man, I did this, like, this is my work and yet I can't figure out how to do it. Like, have you had those moments?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like we did about 3 years ago, we did a Dizzy Up the Girl 25th anniversary tour. And that was pretty interesting because there were songs on that record that we literally had never played live. Yeah, they just never made it to the show. And so when the first time in our career, we decided to step out and play an entire album, you know, we had to go back and learn these songs that I don't want to say we forgot about, but most certainly like weren't, you know, on the tip of our tongues. So, and then going through and kind of doing that every night, especially 25 years later, you know, we're a much different band than we were, you know, when we made those records. So that was really a cool experiment, but I do think that that was probably the most challenging thing that we had done.
On my most recent viewing of your website, it has Blue October opening for you guys. Is that still mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you that question. How do you go through the process of picking somebody that's going to go out on a pretty extensive tour with you guys? I mean, I'm sure there's maybe a long or short list. I don't know how it works, but how do you determine who that band is going to be?
Well, you sort of go out to the promoters first off and the booking agents, and you bring them a few ideas and say, you know, here's, you know, what we know is out there. You know, what do you guys think would make a good package, you know? And then you go through the dance of, you know, the bands we'd love to play with, but we just can't make it happen. That happens every time, you know, but I mean, eventually you end up with a short list, you know, of groups that are available, you know, that can afford to do it, you know, have a new record out, you know, and are in the process of, putting a tour together, and then your schedules fit and the money fits, and you know, eventually it narrows itself down. But a Blue October is a great band. They have a really great following, and you know, so we're excited to finally get to spend some time with them. When the tour was first booked, it was Lifehouse that was in that spot. And then they decided not to tour the next year. So we put Blue October in, and they were able to hang on until, 2022.
I was gonna say, is there going on a tour, considering what we've gone through over the last 2.5 years, is there a different sort of anxiety going into it? You know, I mean, you guys have done this forever, but
yeah, I mean, you know, you are always worried about somebody, you know, getting hurt on tour, or someone, you know, having some sudden illness on tour, you know, but this is sort of a thing that's out there, and it can shut your tour down. You know, we've seen it happen tons and tons of times. So, you know, we've been sort of thinking about, you know, what are our options for those types of situations? You know, if we lose key crew members, if we lose, you know, a band member, you know, aside from John and I, and quite honestly, we've done a show without me once too. So that, you know, it can happen, you know, like, you know, it's about, you know, the show must go on, and, you know, moving forward and making it happen. So we're just trying to predict all these things, you know, if it happens, you know, if, you know, if the COVID happens to make its way into our camp, you know, while we're out there, then, you know, we got to have some sort of plan in place, you know, to be able to stay out there and, you know, not lose our asses while we're trying to regroup.
Right. Yeah. And I know this is a really cliche question. I know you've probably even heard it. You've heard it a million times, but how excited are you to see thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of smiling people, your fans, in front of you?
I just can't wait to start that process again. You know, we've always been a band that's made sure that we got out there, you know, to sing with folks and, you know, just have a good time with people. You know, it's been a, you know, decades long relationship, you know, with, you know, all these people that, you know, in a lot of ways we consider our, you know, our friends and family. And so I felt like that, that process sort of got broken over COVID a little bit. And so I'm looking forward to getting back into that again. You know, our meet and greets are going to be a little weird right now. You know, we're still trying to figure out what those are going to look like, but you know, they'll be fun. I can guarantee you that.
The crazy thing is, you guys are at the point in your career, and this has never happened, but I would love to see it someday, where you could literally do it. I'm just coining this term or this phrase. I don't think it's, I've ever heard it. You could do like concert karaoke. You could literally say, okay, here's our next song. You could start the music and your whole crowd could sing for you. You guys wouldn't have to sing a note.
That would be helpful some evenings. For sure.
Is the plan still to end the tour in Buffalo? Is that still the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. Okay. You know, where I think we have, it's about almost 3 months of shows booked right now. So we'll see. You know, we haven't been out in a long time. You know, so we'll see where we kind of, you know, how we feel after the first little batch, but I have a feeling we'll be out this fall. And,
awesome. You know. And lastly, obviously your other big endeavor locally is Music is Art. Tell us what we can expect in 2022.
20th anniversary this year. Yeah. So, and we're, as we've been talking about, going to be really busy with Goo Goo Dolls over the next bit. So yeah. I've actually been in a lot of meetings and, you know, just kind of touching base with the unbelievable people that help pull this thing together every year. You know, we started the meetings early this year. So it's going to be 20th anniversary. Like I said, it's going to be down in Riverworks and the Riverfront or Front or Fest, whatever park that is across the way there. And a couple of other locations down in the agricultural ruins down there by Ganson Street. So should be pretty great, man. We had 20 some stages last year. I don't see it getting any smaller. So I think it's going to be a pretty great representation of what's going on out there in our Western New York creative community.
That's awesome. Again. Hair color is?
Today?
Yeah.
I believe they call this lavender burgundy. You know what it is? Not gray. That's what it is.
Perfect, man. Listen, I know you're crazy busy. I know you're wrapping the record and you're getting ready to hit the road, and you got Variety this weekend and all of that. So I appreciate the few minutes with me, man. And we look forward to seeing you.
All right, man.
Talk soon.
We'll be
well
down in the basement, man.
Yeah, you bet, man.
I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks.